Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. This is the spot with Kathy White. This is the place where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, the responses are never dull. We're here with another fabulous guest. We're going to talk about a lot of things. You know, how many women out there wear false eyelashes? Look at Kathy right there. Kathy had a major eyelash company. They're in Australia, so she knows how to help you pat those beautiful eyelashes. She's had a bakery business. She is doing so many wonderful things. I mean, she's going to tell us how you've been able to shift, but with a good mindset, to be happy, and to also take a healing modality and turn it into a business as well with Creatrix, and what Creatrix has done for her and women that she's worked with. So help me welcome her to the edge, Kathy White. Hi.
Thank you, April. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for your time.
I'm glad to be for you to be here with me. Where are you at exactly? What part of Australia?
I'm in Melbourne. Oh, the world's most locked down city. So
how's that making you feel? Honestly, what's that doing to your psyche?
Yeah, I've had my moments, but that's where I'm really grateful for all of the things I've learned along the way, because it has helped me to be able to manage it all. Because I'm a very social person, so for me to be at home 98% of the time has been challenging.
A lot of people getting the vaccine there?
Yes, by the end of this week, we should have hit our targets, so therefore we will start to get some of our freedoms back. But the numbers are going up quite high, so that's also, you know, a bit of a worry. But anyway,
it is. But you know, it's like the flu. We're gonna have to learn to live with it.
Yes,
absolutely. But I'm glad living here on the planet with you. So tell us about you, girl. How do you show up in the world?
Wow. I guess I just, as best I can, I just try to show up being my authentic self. I think that's something that's taken me a long time to get to, being a natural born people pleaser. But nowadays I tend to run my own show how I need to for myself, which I think is really important for women.
Being a people pleaser, how has that hindered your life?
Well, I think you tend to put other people's needs before your own. And you know, I could always find myself putting my hand up to say, yeah, I'll do that. And then, you know, you can get stuck doing things and you think, maybe I should have taken some time before I thought about that. But, you know, helping people is one of my very core values. So I'm always happy to be able to help people and see them be able to succeed and get results. So that for me is really important. And I'll always have people pleasing in me, but I do think now I realize the importance for yourself as well.
Yeah, people pleasing is huge in business, because you've got to please that customer.
Yeah.
And I used to hate this saying, the customer's always right. No, the customer is important, but the customer is not always right. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to be able to have good negotiating skills. With your direct end user, or with the person, your funder that's across the table from you, or your partners. Being a people pleaser, how has that benefited you in the work environment and all the businesses that you've had?
Yeah, I think for me, relationships are really important. So I think it's about trying to place yourself where you can see both sides of the story. Mm-hmm. To me, when we were in business, especially with the eyelashes, we used to say there was three sides to every story. There's your version of what's happening. It's their version of what's happening. And then there's the truth of what really should have happened. Mm-hmm. So we used to look at that each time we had to deal with a problem like that and sort of try to place yourself, okay, I can see where they're coming from. So therefore, how do I meet them there? How do we find a way to solve this problem?
Right. How do you find that, you know, a happy ending?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what you want.
To coin a phrase. So tell me how you got in the eyelash business. Tell me a little bit about that. That's neat.
Yeah, that's a really interesting story. So my cousin actually went to the Philippines, and when she came back, she had these eyelash extensions on. And this is probably going back nearly 20 years ago now, I guess. And we were blown away, you know, we being my two sisters and myself. And we sort of thought, why couldn't we do that here? So we started looking into it, and to cut a very long story short, tried to find a few suppliers, but ended up with a company in America. It was actually called Extreme Lashes. And they were already sort of steps ahead of where we wanted to be. So we ended up just distributing, and it ended up being a franchise for them. And we had the rights for Australia and New Zealand. So we've sold that 4 years ago now, but for 12 years, I worked with both my sisters, and we had a great time. We got to visit the States on a number of occasions for conferences, and it took us to Europe, and yeah, we got to take our kids to Disneyland because of the business and things like that. So,
well, I'm telling you, eyelashes are big business.
Yep.
But people, I want to ask you just really quickly too about that. They have to be careful with this eyelash glue, this extension. Some of these eyelashes are, you know, 3 inches long. They're just really terrible. Doing too much. And that glue, you know, that gets in your eyes, or it can damage the upper part of your lash with the rash inflammation, or lose your lashes altogether, correct?
Well, and that's why it's so important to have a really good product. And the company that we were with, that was their prime, you know, value was to safety. So we did sell an excellent product that was safe, and we trained people, and not everyone was allowed to just use our product. So yeah, there has to be a lot of ethics around these things when you're dealing with, especially close to someone's eyes. There was a lot of risk, but we had a product that, you know, eliminated a lot of that risk as well.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad that you did that. You had a bakery.
Yes.
Who was cooking in that bakery?
Well, that was the first big business that my husband and I started. I was only 22 when I started that. And that, again, was a franchise business that is here in Australia. It's the biggest bakery chain in Australia, Baker's Delight. And we had a couple of stores, and we did that for about 8 years, I think, until kids came along, and that sort of, altered a few things for us. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, a lot of hours.
But you keep motivated and you keep churning away. Now you have cracked the code. You have found Creatrix. Tell us a little bit about Creatrix.
Well, Creatrix is the most amazing process for women. And it has been developed by a woman, Maz Sharma, and she's a genius. But what she's recognized is that women, you know, well, we know women are different from men, but what a lot of things that are available to us when it comes to our mental health and our emotions and things like that, the processes have been developed by men, and there's nothing wrong with that, except that it works for a man's brain. So Creatrix has been developed by a woman to work for women, and that's why it gets to the core of what we need. And the good part about it too is that it's not a process that takes you back through any of your traumas or any of the things that you're, you know, wanting to move on from. It actually, we don't even need to really go into the story. We just need to know how it makes you feel, and then we work on that. So it's really, it's tailored to each client quite specifically, but it is very universal in its use. So
now you're an actual transformologist. So you've went through the certification program. And so not only can you facilitate the program, but you can also recruit other women to come on board. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So yes, that is part of, you know, what I'm able to do as well. Because there's a lot of women out there looking for a change of career, and they want to perhaps get into a field where they get to help other people, as particularly women. And this process, it's like a shortcut. It really is. It's just, it is so powerful. It's so quick to learn. It's a very supportive community of women, all there helping each other. We get to work with each other a lot as well. So you don't feel like you're running your own business on your own. You feel like you're really part of an amazing community of women.
Well, it's so important to be a part of a community and not be alone. Everybody is going through it, and especially now that you're in that isolation, you know, it does a lot. There's women there that are dealing with abuse, alcoholism, drugs, badass kids. You know, there is a lot. What would you say to that woman right now to reach out to someone like you and to get involved with Creatrix?
I would say that it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to take a long time to change, get that new perspective and mind shift, that, you know, you can trust a Creatrix transformologist. They're there for your highest good. In fact, you know, I offer 100% money back guarantee. That's how I know that I'm there for my client. So, you know, we go on this journey together. It doesn't take too long. You know, we're looking at around about a month, and the results are outstanding. The women, you know, how they felt before and how they feel after is like worlds apart for them. And it's, and the problems won't come back in the same way that they were. They just don't. So it's an extraordinary process.
Yeah, I hear that now you are branching out into North America. That's where I live.
Yes, that's right.
That's amazing. Women, I want you to go in, pull up Maj Sharma, pull up Creatrix, that's Creatrix. Get a feel for it. It's something like we've never had before. It's the secret sauce on a Big Mac.
That's exactly what it is.
It is really magical. It is really magical. So outside of doing that, what do you do for fun and recreation? How do you, you know, how do you keep yourself amused during this lockdown?
Well, during the lockdown, I'm lucky that I have adult children. And so on the weekends, we usually play games or, you know, do silly things so that we keep ourselves entertained. I'm very involved in my community. So there's a few projects I've got on the go at the moment. I'm involved with a local football club, AFL football, which is big here in Australia. And so we're doing some fundraising actually at the moment for that. And then I've also been working within our council, our local area community as well. So I've actually been doing some interviews myself, April. I've been on the other side of it, interviewing people in business, which I've really enjoyed. It's been
I know. What do you find? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That's a bad interviewer when they cut you off. But what do you find interesting about it? You know, is it the questioning? Is it the answer? Is the interaction? What you learn? I learn so much. That's why I'm so inquisitive, because I learn a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it is. All of those things that you've just mentioned. It's, you know, being able to inquire into someone's story and allowing them to actually be able to tell it in the way that they want to share themselves is really interesting. And I think one thing I've really learned and have really admired in the people that I've spoken to is that over these last 12 to 18 months, especially in Melbourne, where I'm talking about, we have been in lockdown for over 260 something days now. We've lost count. That's how much. And there's been businesses that I've spoken to who have had to shut their doors, but somehow they've found a way to still, you know, turn up to their workplace, find how they can work online, or some of them have even created new products during that time. completely different businesses just to keep themselves going. So they haven't sat back and, you know, waited for anyone to hand them some money. They've actually just found ways to keep going. It's been amazing.
And the support that they're getting from one another online, you know, could you imagine the world and what it would be like if we did not have the internet and we didn't have Facebook, a way to connect with the outside world? It would really be tragic.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, if it was going to be timed perfectly, then now is the time where the world could still keep functioning because of what we have.
What would you tell a 25-year-old Kathy White?
I would tell them to go after whatever it is they're wanting to go after.
Oh, boy.
Don't sit around. Don't wait. Don't think that you have to have all your ducks lined up. Just get in there, feet first, and go for it.
What do you want your legacy to be?
My legacy is, I think, I just want people to remember that I truly loved helping people, that I truly wanted to be part of the community and be that person that would not sit back and just wait for someone else to do it, but got out there and put my money where my mouth is and had a go.
What would be three pieces of advice that you would give a female entrepreneur in today's environment?
Don't hold yourself back. Don't wait for everything to be perfect. That, again, down that side. And believe in yourself. Enjoy the journey of what it is that you set out to do. Don't forget your passion.
Exactly. You know, what would you tell a woman that is a homemaker that wants to start a business, but she's got self-esteem issues? What would you tell her that, you know, what would be a benefit for her joining up with Creatrix and learning and growing with a transformologist like you?
Yeah, well, the beautiful thing about what we do is that you don't need to have any other credentials. You just need to want to help other women. That's the main thing that, you know, the main driver of that, because we'll teach you everything else that you need to know. It's basically a business in a box that you can come in and you will learn everything that you need to know. So if you're that person that is looking for something new, exciting, that truly is able to help other people, and this is a perfect vehicle for that.
Absolutely. And you're driving it. What's on your life list that you haven't completed yet or you have yet to complete?
Oh, I haven't thought about that for a long time. I'd like to travel more overseas. I've traveled a lot overseas, but my husband hasn't been to Europe. So I'd love to be able to share that with him. I can't wait to hopefully be a grandmother one day. My son's getting married to his beautiful partner, Tegan, next year. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think the last couple of years has taught us to really appreciate everything that you've got around you.
I know what you mean. It's like, I appreciate what I have right now, you know, and it's hard. Yeah. It's kind of hard to set goals because you just don't know what it's going to be like. Business looks a lot different. Relationships, how we interact, this COVID vaccine, it's tested our sensibility and who to believe and not believe and trust and distrust. It's raised a lot of anxiety. I tell you, nobody can tell me this is a God moment. Nothing but a God moment, because what happens like this to everyone at the same time? Synchronicity, you know, 5D, everyone's talking epigenetics. We are going through a critical time. This is historic.
Yes. Historic. It is. And, you know, it will be interesting to see how it plays out for future generations.
Absolutely. Because,
you know, a lot of the work we do is, and that's why it's the perfect time to clean yourself up, because you don't want to leave that for your children and your grandchildren to have to deal with. You want to come through this period in time where, you know, we actually have tidied up all that has gone before us.
who's trying to get in there?
Sorry. I was hoping you couldn't hear that. It is my very disobedient dog.
Oh, he wants his mom. It's okay.
I have two of them, an old one and a puppy, and the old one just likes to be near me. He was asleep somewhere before. So,
and the puppy is like driving him crazy, probably, I'm sure. I know. I love animals. If you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be and why?
Oh, gosh. I used to say I'd be our older dog, which is a Cavoodle, because he just lays around getting attention all the time. But we've got a golden retriever puppy, and he's a people's person. So I'd actually probably be a golden retriever, very mischievous, mm-hmm. into everything. But he only has to look at you and he gets away with it. So I think, you know, he's got us all pretty well wrapped around his little finger. So,
well, I mean, you know, there's nothing like a dog, because dog is God spelled backwards. There's nothing like the love of a dog. You know, I've had one ever since I was young, and this is the first time. That Creatrix book?
Oh, yes, I am.
Let me see that. Bring that front and center, ma'am. Look at that. Now, hold it up just a tiny bit. Look at that. It says Creatrix Method?
Yes.
44 women, 100 issues, one amazing solution. And your goal is to touch 10 million hearts.
Yes, it is. It's well, we know each time that we help a woman free herself from all of her issues, that she goes on and that ripple effect throughout her family and, you know, her community and everyone around her is being touched by that as well. So, yeah,
what was your contribution? What was that your contribution to that text? What did you put inside
I got to write my story in there. So the 44 women in the book have all written their journey from before, how they felt before they came across Creatrix, and how their life is now. And there's some amazing stories in there. There's some women that, you know, they were on the point of, you know, no return. Like they'd had enough. And now they're running their own businesses and they're, you know, their families are flourishing. And yes, problems still happen. We don't have a magic wand. We can't stop stuff. But how you deal with the issues is how it then, you know, escalates, I guess. And I think once you've gone through Creatrix program, you tend to have the ability to actually look at things in a way, give yourself time to stop and think and react differently. And that's how we get to change 10 million lives. Like, you know, you're not as reactive. So you take the time and you have a better approach about how to deal with stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're renewed. So you're excited about life. You see things through rose colored glasses.
Yeah.
You know that there's going to be obstacles and challenges, because those are things that teach us. Those are things that make us wise. But at least this way you have tools in your toolbox that you'll be able to orchestrate and, you know, build a stronger foundation. Learn to love yourself. Yeah. And you can't love other people until you love yourself. And really understand and respect good love until you know how to love yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's what I see when I work with women. That's what I see them giving back to themselves, is actually finding that love for themselves. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So you have been an amazing guest, Kathy White. Please tell my brains how to contact you if they want to get involved with you at Creatrix, or maybe, you know, you might be doing some mentoring. You're such a smart businesswoman.
Yeah, I love working with women in business. So how you can contact me is probably best through Facebook. And that's Kathy White, Kathy with a C. And my business name is Metanoia Mentoring. And that's spelled Metanoia, I think. I need to write it down, and mentoring. So
don't worry about it. We'll write it down.
I don't usually have to spell it because I'm just writing it. So
we'll get it all down, because I want people not to miss a beat. I want them to get involved. Give her a call, brains. I'm telling you, they're tapping into the United States. They just launched here in the US, and it in Australia. It is the business. Women are flooding to it. They are saying that their lives are forever changed and that they will never go back. Now, you know, that's
it's huge in Europe too. So we've got a big following in the Netherlands as well. They do training there. Mm. And we can work with women all over the world. So
okay. Well, get involved, women. Thank you so much. Kathy, please come back and join me. Keep me updated, baby, on what you're doing, all your business ventures, how your Creatrix line and team is going. If there's any way that we can support you here on the Edge, know that I'm here for you, okay?
Thank you so much, April. I've really enjoyed having a chat with you.
All right. Bye, brains. Mm-hmm.